home delivery of the news. Mornings with Brian and Leland on News Talk 102.3 KXYL, AM 1240.
All right, it's 7:47 here on News Talk 102.3 in the AM 1240. We're going to attempt the impossible this morning. We're going to visit with a Democrat and a Republican at the same time about one common thing, though. They've come together to write a book called The Third Way. Upendra Chubakula and Vinny Musum join us on the program this morning. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian and Leland.
Yes, sir. Great to have you on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to be on the show.
Let's start first with an overview of the book and the ideas that you guys collaborated on to put it together.
Yeah, the idea is very simple. It's been articulated by the founding fathers of the United States, trying to have broad-based ownership. And when you look at the United States, and which is a successful capitalist country, and we don't have almost 50% of the Americans don't own any capital. When people talk about, they always talk about labor and wages, but they don't talk about capital. Capital is measured in dollars, but it is the earning power. That is what capital is. And when Abraham Lincoln, the president, signed the Homestead Act, 168 acres were given to Americans to go west, and so they were able to use their labor, 90% of the labor content, and 10% of and 10% of the capital, that's the land, and they were able to build wealth on that. In a modern day economy, the technology has really advanced, and the content of labor in any earnings is about 10%, and 90% is stocks and bonds and technological intellectual property. That is the capital. So our book is advocating for creating employee ownership. The companies can share part of the wealth, you know, not all of it, but part of the wealth with their employees, so that way employees also become capitalists, and there will be more capitalists in a capitalistic society.
Absolutely. Brian, why aren't the presidential candidates talking about this? You just heard from the smartest Democrat in the country. Let me give you some statistics. Brookings just put out a report saying the top 20% now have all the capital wealth and capital income. 86% of all capital wealth going to the top 20%, which my math tells me that the bottom 80% is getting only 14% of that capital wealth. The other statistic put out by the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, shows that over the last few years, the top 1%, their income has grown 275%, while the rest of the country is flat or going down. And this is a Republican talking here. So capital is what's driving this inequality of conundrum. Capital. And I don't hear anyone talking about it, certainly not our candidates. Someone from the media, I am begging you, ask the presidential candidate, what is their specific policy to get broad-based capital into the hands of the average American, like Abraham Lincoln did?
Well, I mean, the question is, how do you do that from a government standpoint without some form of redistribution?
No, socialism is redistribution. What we are suggesting here is that we can incentivize corporations, whether you are a privately held corporation or a public corporation, and there is already proof that President Ronald Reagan was one of the biggest supporters of this idea. And we have about 10,000 companies and 15 million Americans who are benefiting from that. And it's not only United States, United Kingdom, around the world, they are offering this employee ownership. And the way you do that is United States has the highest corporate tax rate, which is 35%. You can cut that tax rate in half, and only with the condition that that tax credit that is going to be used for sharing it with their employees. That is how we're going to encourage employee ownership. We're not suggesting mandating. This is not socialism. This is about incentivizing corporations. Don't be so greedy, but share a piece of the action.
Yes, yes. Cut the corporate tax rate. Now, all my Republican friends are saying, yes, cut the corporate tax. It's a really stupid way to tax, by the way. It raises very little revenue, and it's passed along to the consumers. So cut that corporate tax rate, 50%, and in these inner-urban enterprise zones where we see what's going on there, cut it to zero, but share it with the workers. Now, my Republicans are saying cut the corporate tax rate, but we're saying not one dime unless you begin to share that with the workers in the form of equity. We really have three choices, guys. Let's get it down. It's on our website, thethirdwaybook.com. You're either going to have a redistribution socialist model, which is a failed, proved to fail every time it's been tried. We outline that in the book. It does not work. The second choice is this plutocracy, ruled by the rich, feudalism, where lords and serfs, we're headed that way, by the way. The data shows that. There is a third way, and that is shared capitalism, where you involve everyone. And guess what? Here's the good news. When you do this, in these 10,000 companies and nearly 15 million Americans, every business metric goes up that you want to, profit, sales, productivity, absenteeism goes down, layoffs go down, employment goes up, everything that gets better that you want to get better, and everything that you don't doesn't. So this absolutely works. Someone in the media, please ask our presidential candidates how, not trickle down, but how they're going to specific policies. I guarantee you'll hear dead silence. They don't even know they don't have the answers because they don't even know what the problem is. The problem is capital, broad-based capital. And the first four presidents of the United States, I'll give you a quote from Washington. America will be the greatest nation on earth for people of industry and frugality to have broad-based capital ownership on earth. George Washington. Friends, we've lost our way. We've forgotten what the founders wanted. They did not want this. They did not want rule by the king and concentrated, we call it concentrated capitalism. They don't want a big centralized government. They want everyone to have a piece of the pie. Thomas Jefferson said, the best thing legislators can do is to invent as many ways as to subdivide property. These are our founding fathers. And Ronald Reagan is quoted in our book. Please. Let's get back to what's really driving inequality, and it's the lack of broad-based capital ownership. Our founders knew it. The greats in our history knew it. How about our current presidential candidates getting questioned on this vital issue that is going to, and if we don't solve it, it's going to make what's happened in Baltimore look like a day at the beach.
The book is called The Third Way. You mentioned the website. It's thethirdwaybook.com. Is that correct?
Yes, thethirdwaybook.com with the number 3, yes.
All right, perfect. We'll send our listeners to that link and look forward to learning more about the book. We appreciate your time this morning, guys.
Brian and Leland, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hey, you too. Thank you. Appreciate it. If only he was a little more passionate about this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we need the presidential candidates to get excited about it instead of just throwing arrows at each other.
Save the country, save the world. Learn what the book is. Yourself. The millionaires and billionaires already know what's in the book.
Well,
the middle class and poor don't, and they're being massacred.